This is KDNK Carbondale, Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and my name is Beth Weisong, and I am your host here until 4:30. And I'm sitting in for the kids this afternoon because it's the first day of school, and we are talking with various organizations from around the valley that offer learning opportunities for kids throughout the school year. So I am joined in the studio with Jesse Rochelle from the Carbondale Rec Center. Jesse is the Community Center Recreation Program Manager. Thanks so much for being here, Jesse.
Thank you, Beth.
I really appreciate you coming in today. And for those of you who were at the Our Town One table last night, Jesse was kind of the part of the ring leading.
Part of it. Jamie Wall was the head of it, yeah. Her and Sandy.
Well, thanks so much for putting that together.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having a table at it.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. Katie and Kay was there. Azzy Up was there. And it was just great to see the community come together.
Absolutely. We'd like to thank everybody who came out last night. And if you didn't join us next year instead, it's always the third Sunday in August, and it's basically just a big community potluck.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So thank you for that. So Jesse, can you tell us a little bit about what the Carbondale Rec Center offers, what services they provide the community over there?
Absolutely. So we have a basketball gymnasium where we do drop-in sports as well as programs. We have a fitness center and a climbing wall, and we run fitness classes and a lot of our programming out of the rec center. And then we do things out at our ice rinks, our ball fields, our parks. So we're kind of all over the place in town as well as the rec center.
Yeah. So what programs will you be offering kids or that you'd like to highlight today that are coming up for fall programs?
Absolutely. So our next brochure that will cover from about September through January will be coming out in the Soper Sun on September 6th. So keep an eye out for that. And some of those programs are already online and available for registration. Things including youth flag football, youth volleyball, youth basketball, dodgeball. What else do we have going on? We will hopefully have some climbing classes for kids, things like that.
That's awesome. So you said it's coming out in the Soper Sun on September 6th.
Yep.
Okay. And then you can also already register online.
For some of the programs.
Okay.
We're still finalizing some of the things. One of the things I'm really excited about is we're hopefully partnering with the Rosie Bell Mobile Maker Bus with Carbondale Arts and doing some programming for preschool and youth with them. So that'll be something to look out for when the brochure comes out. Yeah, so that'll be exciting to try something new because usually we're pretty sports oriented over there.
Okay. So what ages do you all work with?
We do preschool up to senior citizens. So everything in between. Our main ages we work with, I would say we do a lot of like 8 to 11 year olds.
Okay. And most of the programs are after school or also on the weekends?
Mostly after school.
Okay, great. So I see you out and about working with kids in the community, especially during the summer months, right, at the pool. So yeah. What do you enjoy about working with kids over there at the rec center?
It's really fun watching them grow up. Like, I see kids now that are either coming back to work for us or going off to college that I remember teaching when they were in preschool or elementary school or middle school, and to watch them grow up, it's really fun. It's really special to be able to have that in this community.
That's great. So speaking of that, do you have any work opportunities available for young people?
We do. We're always looking for help with our youth programs. We can always use kind of like rec assistance to help out with that kind of stuff. We're also looking to maybe put some more at our front desk, just because that's a lot of hours to fill. And then we're currently definitely looking for help with our climbing wall programs.
Okay. So how can people find out more information about that?
So there's a generic Town of Carbondale application that's on our website and also the town website. And they can start by filling that out and bringing it in. And then we do like to see cover letters and resumes with everything. But they're also welcome to just stop by and talk to us anytime.
Okay. So no specific age on those?
15.
Okay. Very good. And so before we sign off, is there anything else you want to add? Any events that we should be aware of coming up in this fall?
Yeah, absolutely. So our first one coming up, we have our annual pickleball tournament. That's going to be September 8th and 9th. If you haven't checked it out, you should come see it. It's a pretty fun sport to watch and even more fun to play. Then after that, the next one would be Potato Day. Make sure to mark your calendar for Saturday, September 6th for that one. No, I totally lied. Saturday, October 6th.
Okay.
And then the following week will be Oktoberfest, Celtic and Oktoberfest, and that'll be Friday and Saturday, October 12th and 13th. And then prior to that, one that's near and dear to my heart is we'll have our next blood drive will be Wednesday, September 5th from 11:30 to 2:30. And they just bring the blood mobile out and park it in front of the rec center.
So do you always give blood at the blood drive?
Always. Sometimes they turn me away because my iron is low. Mm-hmm. I got that from my mom, apparently. But I always try again.
Do you have a, do you get a pretty good turnout over there for that?
Yeah, almost every, they come every 8 weeks because that's how often you can donate. And almost every time they tell us we have a new record. And our most recent one, I think, was 39 people, which is pretty good.
Oh, wow.
However, the one to beat, I heard, is 115 because that's what one of the high schools in Grand Junction did. So,
oh man,
we have some work to do.
Okay, well, I'm kind of inspired to come over next week.
Absolutely.
September,
you definitely should.
6th, right?
September 5th.
So that's not next week, that's the week,
the week after.
I'm ahead of myself. Calendar all the time. So, okay, well, thank you so much. Nothing more to add?
Let me check my notes. I guess the only other thing is reminder that the Carbondale Pool is going to close on Labor Day, so make sure you get over there and swim before that. And then we're going to go to fall extended hours at the rec center beginning Friday, September 7th. So we're open a little later on Fridays and a little longer on Saturday and Sundays.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Lots of opportunities for kids and adults alike.
Thank you, Beth.
Yeah, no, thanks so much for coming over and being supportive of the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. So for more information about the Carbondale Rec Center, go to carbondalerec.com or call 963-1290. Is that right?
510.
510-1290. Got it. All right. Stay tuned to the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program Back to School Special. Coming up in a few minutes, we will be talking to Kevin McManaman from Aspen Out, telling us about their support for kids through the PFLAG of the Roaring Fork Valley. Thanks for tuning in to KDNK.